Rachel Wilson spent the last 3 years of her life trying to get her rapist convicted. That man, a former Central Michigan University student, was sentenced to a year in prison this summer. But now it's all unraveling because Rachel Wilson had a relationship with the prosecutor in the case. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports.
So one night this past August, Rachel Wilson decided that she needed to make a secret phone recording because things had gotten really bad.
I want to help you, but then you send me a text like that, like, come shoot me, and I know that you have a gun? Do you know what that does to someone that when they see that on their phone?
I got my bed, and the gun is in the car. I made it explicitly clear.
The man that you are hearing on this recording, this is Brian Colajay. He declined to comment for this story through his attorney. But at the time of that recording, he was an assistant attorney general for the state, handling sexual assault cases. And Wilson was a victim in one of his cases. The first day she met him, she says she thought, this guy gets it.
No one has fought for what was right, and this person right in front of me wants to do this.
See, in 2016, Wilson went out to a bar with some friends at Central Michigan University. She started chatting with this guy, Ian Elliott. And Wilson says Elliott raped her later that night. She reported it, but the local prosecutor eventually dropped the case. But then, in the fall of 2018, Brian Colajay came in from the state AG's office, wanting to take on her case, fighting for her. And by the spring, she says they were talking on the phone all the time about the case or how his day was going, his friends, and eventually the feelings they had developed for each other.
But then very quickly after, his behavior just was like odd and almost possessive.
Wilson says that she told Colajay that she needed some space, and that is when he would start sending her these long text messages saying how much he cared about her, but that he was depressed. He thought about suicide. And Wilson says that she felt trapped. Her case was completely in Colajay's hands. And by this point, other people in the case had raised concerns about Colajay, too. The defense attorney in Wilson's case complained that Colajay was withholding information and interviewing witnesses himself. But the case kept going. And eventually, Ian Elliott agreed to plead no contest to third-degree sexual misconduct. He got a year in prison, and Wilson was so happy. But things with Colajay were getting worse. One night, she says they had a fight, and Colajay sent her these really scary text messages.
He said, I'm taking my Ambien, and I'm going to bed, and I'm leaving my door unlocked, and I'm leaving my gun in my center console of the truck, and I want you to come in here and shoot me and kill me in my sleep. And I want you to keep this text, because the jury will want to see that I wanted it.
Wilson says that she didn't feel like she could call the police that night. She didn't want her name to be on the police report. So she went to Colajay's place, she says, hoping to just get the gun out of the situation. And that's when she made that phone recording. We should say here that in reporting this story, there was one conversation with Wilson that raised concerns about her immediate safety as well as Colajay's. So we asked Wilson to alert her attorney and the attorney general's office about these threats. And eventually, Wilson says she got freaked out enough that she did go to a counselor who reported it to the police, who told the attorney general's office. Colajay resigned. There was an internal investigation. And on Monday, the attorney general's office decided Colajay's misconduct meant that Ian Elliott, the guy who was convicted in Wilson's sexual assault, did not get a fair trial. They will allow his plea to be set aside. Ian Elliott's defense attorney, Joe Barbary, says one way or another, this case needs some kind of final resolution.
So that Mr. Elliott, who I represent, who was a 24-year-old college student when all of this stuff happened, he was 21, that he knows how this is going to come out rather than going back to the uncertainty of starting all over again.
The AG's office says that one possibility here is for Elliott to get a reduced sentence. And Rachel Wilson says she just doesn't know if she can handle going through a whole new trial again. For her, she says there just isn't any starting over. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.